talking today with Terry Peach, our State Secretary of Agriculture. Terry, we're coming to the end of 2010, and as we do that, what do you feel? In other words, it's been an interesting year for Oklahoma agriculture, a better year for our wheat producers, pretty good year for our cattle producers. What are your thoughts about some of the highlights across the state as you look back over the last 12 months?
Well, Ron, we've actually had a great year in production agriculture in Oklahoma. Of course, you mentioned that the wheat prices have strengthened back up this fall and look pretty good now. The unfortunate thing about the wheat prices was that I believe many of our producers probably had to sell their wheat crop before the actual rebound in the prices. So I think the big effect maybe will be next year for our wheat producers to have some significant income, because as you recall, wheat prices were about $3 back in harvest, and I think many of our producers had to sell some of that wheat then. Of course, the cotton industry has really probably had the best year we've ever had. We've seen cotton prices up around $1.10 to $1.25, which is unheard of. Of course, much of the Oklahoma cotton is sold in the pool. But those cotton producers that did put their cotton in the pool, they're going to get from 92 to 96 cents for that pool cotton. So a great year also for the cotton industry in the state of Oklahoma. And then, of course, our corn and grain sorghum are seeing record high prices also, which then is a great thing for those sorghum and corn producers. We're seeing some challenges, of course, in feeding cattle. Because when we see high corn prices or high grain sorghum prices, the cost of gain in the feedlots is higher. But so far this year, we've been able to offset that with high beef prices. So we're having a really good year with most of the commodities in the state of Oklahoma. It had a little drought early in the summer, and as it continues, as you know, right now. So yet to be seen what we see in 2011. I guess one area of Oklahoma agriculture that's struggled and has continued to struggle over the last couple of years, Ron, would be our forestry and timber industry. Sometimes we forget that that's an agriculture industry also, but with the depressed economy, of course, there's not a lot of building going on throughout Oklahoma or throughout America. So we've got really high timber, really low timber prices, and a lot of houses and lots of facilities for sale on the market. So our timber industry is probably the industry that's hurt the most this past year. And, of course, livestock's done well. Poultry, pork, and beef prices have been good. So the livestock sector's had a good year also.
Yeah, as far as one of the functions of your department is obviously to kind of almost be a face for agriculture on behalf of Oklahoma producers to the consumer and to the folks that maybe never see a farm, never see a ranch. And it seems like y'all have done some good things through things like Ag in the Classroom, your social media efforts and the like.
Yeah, we've tried to be proactive each and every year over the past 8 years. Of course, our Ag in the Classroom program when we began was just K through 6. We expanded that program, and now it's K through 8. We're adding new curriculum each and every year, work jointly with all of our ag groups, whether it be the Beef Council or the Oklahoma Farm Bureau or American Farmers and Ranchers or the Oklahoma Cattlemen's or the Wheat Commission. All those commodity groups and ag organizations help us develop new curriculum each year, make sure that curriculum is updated. We continue to have new curriculum written on food safety issues and cooking food to the right temperature, making sure that our consumers, which particularly these eighth graders will be consumers soon, that they're educated the best they can be. So that's kind of what we've done in Ag in the Classroom. Of course, we started the Ag Tourism Program about 6 years ago, and it's probably one of our crown jewels that we really enjoy. I think it really tells a story for agriculture throughout the state of Oklahoma. We have over 500 venues now in our ag tourism sector. It's a partnership between us and the Department of Tourism. We've been very excited about that. And Melissa Blaine Arthur is just now taking over the supervisory role of the Ag Tourism Division, and also continues to work with our social media. Media is not the same as it was, and no one knows that better than you, Ron, that it's not just about a press release today. It's about a blog on there to tell producers what we're doing. It's about Facebook. It's about Twitter. It's instantaneous or immediate is what our consumers want, and we're trying to be an agency that addresses those issues.
You know, as you think about your 8 years, as our Secretary of Agriculture. You've really held maybe two of the most important jobs for Oklahoma production agriculture that we've got in the state of Oklahoma on the federal side, State Director of the Farm Service Agency, and then your term here now as Secretary of Agriculture. With those two jobs that you've held, you've kind of seen a lot of changes in agriculture, haven't you?
Yes, of course. When I began at USDA, the big change that we saw in agriculture at that time was when we implemented the 1996 Farm Bill. It was actually a real big change in what farm programs were, and was lucky enough to be able to help implement that 1996 Farm Bill and actually help to develop some programs that have been good for the Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. We changed the old livestock feed program from a program that actually kind of penalized our good managers if you had inventory in stock that penalized you even though you had the same disaster that the poor manager might have had. So we kind of changed that program, and if you have a disaster, your disaster payment is based on the acres that you have and how the disaster affected those acres. That program, our wheat pasture loss program, of course, many people doesn't understand that wheat pasture in Oklahoma is very unique. It's a dual crop. Many people plant it just for pasture. Many people plant it for pasture and grazing, and then some people just plant it for wheat production, only wheat production. So it was a unique program that we were able to implement, and that's a good program that continues today through USDA. And then as I came to the Department of Agriculture, it's kind of completely different. At USDA, we help develop programs to actually have direct benefit to farmers. The Secretary of Agriculture is more of a program that helps set policy for what the direction of Oklahoma agriculture might be, and then was fortunate enough to also be the president of the Southern Association of State Departments of Ag, was going through the chairs to be the president of the National Association of State Departments of Ag, was actually second vice president this year, so helped develop some policy that way nationally as well as state. So I think that's the two things that you see. And then, of course, the thing that we never want to forget, Ron, is we have the regulatory arm there at the Department of Agriculture also, and we've been very firm to make sure that we are protecting water quality. We are make certain that every one of our poultry applicators has those licenses. Applications in. We make sure that we get the litter applications in. We make sure that all the convenience stores and all the grocery stores and all the retail outlets over the state of Oklahoma, that if they say they're charging you 69 cents, they're charging you 69 cents. So we're one of the largest consumer protection agencies in state government, and I think that's something that most consumers don't really realize.
One thing I know that you had a chance to be involved with, and we've kind of laughed down through the years about the nickname for this little group, the Ag Mafia. But on a regular basis, you've had ag groups gather at the Department of Ag and talk about what's going on over at the state capitol. And it seems like that communication has served agriculture so very well.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. It was kind of a void. I actually saw Ron when I was back at USDA. We began there. We would meet once a quarter or once every 6 months so I could get the feel for what the ag groups in Oklahoma felt like we should be working on in Washington through USDA. We didn't meet regularly like we do now at the Department of Ag. So then as soon as I became the Secretary and Commissioner of Agriculture, we had a meeting at the Department of Ag, brought all the commodity groups together, talked about the need for agriculture to unify and to be one solid, sound voice that speaks for agriculture in general. We've been very fortunate to keep that group together. We think it's a very sound group. We think it's a group that when they do come together and speak with one voice, I think we have an effect on not only legislation but policy through the state. And also I think we get an open and a listening ear from our congressmen and our U.S. senators in Washington, D.C. So it's been a great thing, and I would anticipate that Jim Reese will continue with that. Jim, of course, followed me at USDA and is going to follow me here as Secretary and Commissioner of Agriculture, and I've known Jim for some time, and I think he'll do a good job.
Looking ahead, what do you got in your back of your mind now for the next few years?
Well, Ron, right now we're, it's a little premature for me to say that I'm going to do anything. Of course, I'll be moving back to the farm here early in January to kind of assess what my opportunities are. I am out there looking for something. I've been too engaged in agriculture and being a voice for agriculture both on the local and state and the national level for too long to be content just to move back and farm every day. I think there's probably more challenges and more opportunity for agriculture in the state of Oklahoma and the nation. Of course, there's going to be more people to feed. There's going to be more environmental challenges with EPA. So I think the ag groups and various groups throughout the state of Oklahoma may need someone to work on, say, maybe the 50-year statewide water plan. We're looking at a lot of alternate energy opportunities in the future. Who's going to represent those people? And there's going to be a lot of environmental challenge that agriculture is going to face. So I may be looking at some of the opportunities that might come forth and look at the potential to maybe step up and help agriculture in the future in those areas.
State Secretary of Agriculture Terry Peach getting ready to step down from that role after serving for the last 8 years. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.